We've got the Marlins, we've got the Braves. What kind of a day would Matt Adams have? Well, let's find out. Here he is in the bottom of the third facing Jeff Locke.
And it's hit hard. Left center field. Deep. Yelich back. It's gone! Matt Adams! Two-run home run, and it's 3-0 Braves.
The pitch to Yelich is cracked toward right. Markakis can't get it. It's over his head and up against the wall. Ichiro scores. Here comes Stanton. They're going to wave him. And the Marlins have a 5-run fifth inning.
7-5. Marlins up as we go to the seventh.
Broken bat. Stanton going back. Still going back. Still going back. It's up against the wall.
And it's 7-6.
Here's Markakis. Two hits on the day.
Hit on the ground, hits first base, rolls down the right field line. Phillips scores to tie the game, 7-7. The winning run at second, Ramos set and delivered. Grounded up the middle, Ramos has got it, and they got Camargo hung up, and they throw it away.
So he's still in scoring position, and Brandon Phillips, the batter. Line drive, center field, base hit. Here comes Camargo around third, and the Braves are going to win.
Ryan Snicker and the Braves win in exciting fashion on Saturday as they top the Marlins 8-7 with a walk-off hit in the 10th inning. Here's Snicker on the victory.
Just love the way the guys kept fighting, just kept battling. You know, we had a rough stretch there in the middle of the ballgame, and, they just kept coming back.
You had a pretty good feeling the whole time, you know, as those innings were unfolding.
Well, I did. I was like kind of why going after a little bit there in the sixth, just thinking if we keep this thing in check here, even after the five, it's just, you know, we'll keep it manageable and you know, because these guys have a way of coming back, Lightning, you know, and they just never quit. But, you know, we just had a hard time executing pitches there for a couple innings. But it's good. I mean, it's great to see the way these guys come battling back and big hit after big hit, and got, you know, some innings out of that bullpen that were really, really good.
Garcia got another balk today, and then that inning kind of started to spiral down.
Yeah, well, he just didn't make a couple pitches. Was more than the balk, I think. It just about execution wasn't real good, and, you know, that whole span of two innings pretty much. So, but it's good. You know, it's nice one to come back and win.
How about Matt Adams? You know, he continues to produce, but at the same time, he proved, hey, look, I can hit a lefty.
Yeah, everybody's no, I mean, good. And that's, you know, I got texts from guys when we got him. It's like he'll hit lefties if you let him. And he's had some big at-bats against left-handers, you know, since he's been here, and he's going to continue to get the opportunity to hit off of him.
Tyler Flowers continues to swing the bat really well.
Really well, yeah. I mean, they were all big today, yeah. You know, when we lost the lead, you know, coming back, they're all big.
Did you see something different there in that fifth inning with Garcia? You know,
no, I think it was just the execution, you know, getting the ball where he wanted to. You know, I think the homer was just, you know, probably just kind of threw it right down into Tyler's swing pretty much. He had him on the ropes there. Like I say, just all, you know, for that span of two or inning and a half or whatever it was, we just had a hard time getting the ball where we wanted to.
Brandon Phillips knocked the game-winning hit in the 10th as the Braves beat the Marlins 8-7. Here's Phillips on the victory.
Never take anything for granted. That's one thing. I just wanted to look for a ball that's out over the plate. He made two good pitches. I thought, you know, some of them was balls. I really did, but, you know, I can't really control that. But I just tried to stay positive, try to stay within the bat. Hope that he'll make a mistake, and he left a ball out over the plate. I just took advantage of his mistake.
You guys have won some thrillers this season. Where does this one rank for you guys, the way you guys were able to come back here today?
It's kind of hard to rank the games. You know, anytime you win, every game feels good. It feels the same to me. But for myself, I mean, my first walk-off win as a Brave, I mean, it really means a lot, playing in front of my family and my friends. You know, it just shows our grind as a team, and we never out of any game. We never take anything for granted, and we really showed that today.
Brandon, how would you describe King, the rally in the ninth, and then getting the winning hit in the tenth, doing both of those?
Oh, man, it's a great feeling, I tell you that. You know, I just try to go out there and play the game best way now. I try to be a great team player, try to, you know, get the guys over, drive them in whenever I get the opportunity to really do that. But, you know, this was a team win. It wasn't just me. And, you know, we picked up behind me. He pitched good, but he just lit some balls up. The bullpen was great today. We got some key hits, and it feels good to win.
Matt Adams goes 3-for-4 with a run, 4 RBIs, and a home run in the Reds' 8-7 victory over the Marlins on Saturday. Here's what he had to say.
Oh, it's awesome. You know, but the bigger thing is just being on a ball club that, you know, there's no pressure. You know, we're just a group of guys going out there and having fun playing the game. That's a big thing. Is, you know, this is a great group of guys, you know, in the clubhouse. You know, they welcome me big time, and you know, I feel like I fit right in. So it's been a fun process so far.
You've had a number of three hit games. Where's this one ranked? You know, I think it's the first time you've had three extra base hits in a game.
Yeah, I think you know, especially, you know, a couple of them coming off a lefty, a good lefty at that, and just, you know, it's up there. But you know, I gotta, you know, soak it in for a little bit and then get ready for tomorrow.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Mike Fultonevich takes the hill for the Braves. He'll square off against the Marlins' Jose Urena.